welcome to the Rights Radio Power Hour. I'm your host, Dr. Joyce Starr. This program is brought to you by RightsRadio.com and StarPublications.com. That's Star with two R's. Our topic today, how to slash your telephone bill for both landlines and cell phones. My guest is Stephen Short, Vice President of Customer Experience for i2 Telecom, a leader in next-to-nothing national and global calling. Welcome, Steve, and thank you for joining us today.
Well, hello, Joyce. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Steve, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your background in this arena?
Most definitely. I have a strong background. I spent a lot of my time in marketing, online and offline marketing, and spending a lot of time dealing directly with the end users of different people I was working with. I've worked anywhere from realtors to doctors to, you know, lawyers and a lot of professionals. I've actually even done newspapers, a wonderful little newspaper out in Utah called Simply Seniors News. And then I've also coached people in online and offline marketing, entrepreneurs building businesses and looking to grow them stronger and build them into real businesses, which led me into i2 Telecom's realm and into the way of helping to save people money. If there's anything about businesses that everybody is trying to do in good economic times or bad, is always trying to save money and lower your costs, which was a huge topic of conversations in every part of my background. And moving into i2 Telecom, I really got to jump in and come help the customer experience team to move and kind of move into a better and a stronger direction in really helping people cut down those phone bills and start saving a lot of money.
Well, tell us a little bit about the history of i2 Telecom.
i2 Telecom has been around for 6.5, almost 7 years now. We actually hold a few very prestigious patents in the telephony or VoIP industry, digital telephone service. And with those patents, it allows us to really make a difference and stand out as one of the top leaders in the VoIP industry. Those patents and our experience has been really focused on the actual VoIP products themselves and really being able to make a product that is easy to use and is cost-effective for our end user. So it really captures the best of both worlds, really giving our end user and our customer exactly what they need and the best quality that they can get for that.
Most people don't really understand what VoIP is. They've heard, of course, of Vonage. They've heard of Skype. They may be using one or the other. But I think a little elaboration here would be in order.
Yeah. VoIP is our digital telephone service. VoIP actually stands for Voice Over Internet Protocol. But, you know, you'll see cable companies out there using digital telephone service. Digital telephone service is VoIP service. They just brand it and name it differently for their marketing purposes. Skype, Vonage, companies like that, they have their ways of doing VoIP, but it's to think of it easily is just a way of talking over the internet. People believe that VoIP or digital telephone service is typically a low quality or choppy. It's not really stable or reliable. Which is actually one of the many misconceptions about VoIP service. VoIP has become very reliable, especially in the last 8 years or so, so much so that you see the cable companies now offering those types of services. It's become stable enough to the point that even, you know, government agencies and, you know, militaries are actually starting to use VoIP rather than traditional landline phones as a better way to keep in contact and stay on top of things. So the quality is there, and the stability is there. A lot of other misconceptions that happen is when it comes to having to be tethered to your computer. I know that a lot of times when I'm talking to customers and I'm working with people, they always have that question. They're like, well, do I have to be sitting in front of my computer like when I'm using, you know, a product like Skype? And that's one of the wonderful things about VoIP and the you know, versatility of it, is being able to really jump in and say, no, you can use it in several different applications when it comes to using digital phone service or VoIP service.
Now, I want to stop you for a moment here because I want to clarify that not all VoIP services are created equal. They don't all deliver the same quality, and I know that because I've been searching a long time for that quality, and it's not easy to come by, and that's what brought me to you. You didn't come to me. I found you because I was looking for a high-quality VoIP service, and I really personally, and I know you're not going to say one word or another about any other company, but personally I wasn't interested in Vonage or others that you have mentioned. So can you explain the difference as to why all may not be created equal?
Definitely. You know, a lot of things that you get into with that is the ability that your VoIP provider has in the way of connecting the calls. That's where a lot of the patents and a lot of the technology that we've been working on, a lot of your listeners out there and the people when they hear i2 Telecom or of our you know, flagship product, which has been VoiceStick for the past, you know, 5 or 6 years, they may hear those names and they may not sound familiar. They're not household names to people. And the reason for that is because we have spent a lot of the time and technology that we've developed making sure that call qualities and that, you know, the switch and the interface that is in the back rooms of our systems and really connecting those calls and making you connect to anyone around the world gives you the best quality, gives you the lowest prices that it can. It's one of the things that we've dedicated to and really making sure that our customers get what they need and we're able to help them achieve those goals. Where in some of the other companies that are out there, they jumped into the VoIP market understanding there was a need for low-cost, you know, telephone service, which is there definitely is. But they pushed ahead a little faster than they should have in the way of pushing the marketing and pushing their, you know, trying to grow their customer base. But in doing that, they sacrifice a lot of the things that we have invested our time and money in, which is a lot of the quality in the call. When you're connecting and you're making that call, just to connect to somebody is one thing, but you really want to be able to talk to them, to have, you know, audio that is clear and is important to us, crystal clear, something that allows you to really, you know, feel like you're there with that person. When you get static or you get these little blips or chops in your audio, it really takes you away from that call and you start realizing, oh yeah, I'm talking through a computer right now, or, you know, I'm on this VoIP system, and you get frustrated. And so one of the things that we've definitely focused on is eliminating a lot of those frustrations, keeping things to where they work smoothly, and most importantly, and this is one of the big factors with i2 Telecom and our VoiceStick and My Global Talk products, is the customer experience. It's most important to me. I understand how important our customers are, and that's why when you call our number, you give a call to our 800 number or to, you know, our customer service line, and you're going to realize that you don't have to push one for this, push two for that. When you call us, it says you're now being connected. We know why you're calling. You're not calling to sit there and listen to a machine. You are calling to talk to a real person and get your question answered so you can move on with your day. And we are definitely dedicated to doing that. So that's a great question. I thank you for asking me about that. That is definitely one of the reasons that we do stand out and why companies aren't created equally. If you're looking for a VoIP company and you're looking for somebody to go into business with and to work with, you want to definitely test those things. You want to see, well, you know, if I have a problem, how hard is it going to be to actually connect with somebody? If I, you know, have trouble with my line or if the quality isn't good, what can they do to help me to improve that? Just some common questions you should ask and be familiar with when looking into VoIP companies.
I want to encourage our listeners to go to rightsradio.com and look for the latest article that I posted there, which is about you and about VoiceStick and i2 Telecom, because I really think, you know, you're champions, and we need some champions now to help us save money. It's so important. And when we talk about slashing our phone bill, I don't think people can possibly imagine how much you can save them, but I already know, so why don't you explain it?
No, that's a great point. I was actually, you know, we constantly do these, you know, cost analysis and looking at our costs compared to traditional telephone costs. And I actually had a wonderful conversation just earlier this month with our COO, Chris Miltenberger. He's a great guy. And he was looking at his home phone service. And he looked at that and he says, well, geez, I'm paying, you know, $25 a month, just my base, not including all my taxes and fees and other things that, you know, traditional telephone companies charge me, which, you know, you wind up being your $30 or $32 a month. And he says, you know, main thing we do with that is we get telemarketing calls and we order pizzas. And that's like the main thing we use our phone for. Occasionally we do some other things with it, but, you know, we're kind of moving away from it. And he's like, well, why is it that I still have this? And I said, well, you have it because of your security factor. You've had that phone number for a long time, and,
right.
And you know, everybody has those securities. And I said, well, if you look at our numbers and you say, okay, for lowest of a dollar a month, if you go to our next to nothing plan, which is a minimum of a dollar usage per month, that would cover your inbound telemarketer calls that go to your answering machine, and it would cover your calling to order pizzas or call the neighbor down the street to let them know it's time for the kids to come home. It would cover all those costs. And he looked at it and said, wow, that's an incredible savings. All of a sudden you go from $30 down to $1. And it's just amazing. And being able to keep that telephone number that you currently have, you keep that security, and all of a sudden you just have this huge savings. You can save yourselves, you know, quite a bit of money per year by just switching over to a digital service like that.
Would you explain how it is that you can keep your number? What is it that you do for the consumer so that they can keep the number?
What it's called is number porting. Now, if you have a great way to explain it, and the way that people have probably experienced this is if you have a cellular phone, and let's say you're using, you know, a major carrier out there like your AT&T or your Sprint, and you decide that you want to switch carriers. A lot of those say, well, come to us and you get to keep your telephone number. So you go in and you fill out a little bit of paperwork and they move your telephone number from one carrier to the other. We do something very, very similar. When you sign up for our service, there's a little form that you can fill out. It's a number porting form that gives us permission to move that number from one carrier to ourselves. And now that takes a little longer, unfortunately, in the VoIP industry than it does in the cell phone industry. They can usually do that within a day. With us, it can take a week or two to actually get that paperwork processed. A lot of the other providers out there are getting a little strict, and they don't like to release their numbers to VoIP companies because they know that's the way of the future. So it takes just a little bit longer, but we migrate that number over, so you do get to keep it. And we give you a temporary number in the meantime so that you can start using the service, get familiar, and get it set up while your number is being ported over to i2 Telecom.
And you don't have to have just one number. I already have two numbers for two different
purposes. Yeah, very true. Mm-hmm. You can have as many
numbers
as you need. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It all depends on what your needs are, and it depends on, you know, what you would like to have. We actually have a few, you know, small to medium-sized businesses that enjoy using our service, and, you know, they will have anywhere from, you know, two or three lines to, you know, 15, 20 lines for that office that they have. And especially in a small business scenario, you really start seeing the cost savings when everything gets, you know, narrowed down into one bill and one line. You really start to see the savings.
What I like very much is that you put a deposit in the account, and, again, if you spend that dollar a month, which is pretty easy to do, it draws it down. But you don't have to commit, if you really don't want to the annual plan. If you do, you're going to save a lot of money. But if you want to test it out, you can do it from the beginning, just a little bit of money in there, and wait to see if you use it or how you use it.
Yeah, very, very true. We get a lot of people that come in, and everybody's a little nervous. I you know, honestly, I can't blame them. When I first started getting into, you know, VoIP or digital telephone stuff, and I always had that feeling in the back of my head, is like, okay, is this for real? It just sounds too good. There's something wrong here. And so I completely understand when our customers come to me with those questions and they feel that way. And I said, well, you know what? That's perfectly fine, because one of our big things is we don't like having that contract. We don't like having that you're stuck with us for 2 years, whether you like us and use us or if you don't. You know, we say, no, come in, try us out. Here's our next to nothing plan. You put a $10 deposit in the account, and you use it. If it takes you 3 years to use that $10, then it takes you 3 years. You know, it all depends on your usage and how you want to use the service. So it automatically rolls over. You don't ever lose that $10. You only lose it when you start making phone calls and you use it. So it all benefits you in the way that it goes. And that's one of the things that we have is kind of the diversity of how you can use our service. There's multiple different ways. We have a few different plans. One of our popular plans, of course, is our next to nothing plan that people just come in and they try out and they realize, wow, this is going to work. When we get some of our people, and one of our most valued and some of our favorite customers are our military customers. Of course, we have a lot of military overseas right now, and they need a very inexpensive way to stay in touch with them. So some of those international calling needs we can really help out with. And they will actually go for some of our monthly plans. We do have two different monthly plans, and that is a little bit different in the way that we designate a number of minutes that you get, which is a really good deal. For our $19.99 a month plan, you have unlimited calling, and unlimited is 3,500 minutes to the U.S. and Canada. But you do have unlimited voice-stick-to-voice-stick calling, which allows you to call anyone else who happens to have a voice stick, and that call is absolutely free. And you can talk as long as you want, as much as you want. It's a great service. But we get people that realize they're spending, you know, $19, $20 a month on the next to nothing plan and realize, well, you know what, it's time to move up into a monthly plan where I get, you know, a better value for my minutes and get to use it. But once again, you're not on a contract. You're able to use it as much as you want. But it's interesting, and, you know, Joyce, hopefully you don't mind me going off on a little side tangent here. But it's just kind of interesting all the different ways that we hear of people using our service. You know, being so diverse in the way that we offer things, not only can you use this for your home service, is people think of VoIP, and when they start thinking about these things, a lot of times, you know, as an example, is a name that a lot of people know is the Skype name and how Skype works, where you load it on your computer and you're stuck in front of your computer and you have to talk through your computer to anybody else who is on a Skype, you know, phone on their computer. Now, we have that ability. If you'd like to do that, we have the ability to accommodate that and to work with you. But then you can branch off of that and make that phone call from your computer to anyone in the world. And then if you're thinking, well, you know what, I don't really want to be tethered to my computer, you get a lot of people that go, well, wait a minute, you know, can I use a VoIP system from, like, a home phone? And so there's a wonderful thing, it's called an ATA, an analog telephone adapter, and that adapter kind of works like a modem in reverse. Way back at, you know, 15, 20 years ago, there was a big box that you had to buy, which was your, you know, 14-4 modem, that allowed a telephone to become your internet connection, where the ATA device is kind of a modem in reverse. It allows your internet to become your telephone. It's very clever, and you can use it for anything. You can use it for, you know, hooking up to your cordless phones to run all the phones in your house. You can use it as an extra fax line if you needed, you know, a line just to have for sending out and receiving faxes every now and again. Very, very versatile in the way that you want to use that kind of service. There's also, you know, different devices, you know, for your office PBXs and different things that, you know, we love. We walk people through it, and we hear some really creative ways that they're using, you know, digital and VoIP service. And it's just really amazing what people come up with and the technology and the freedom that it gives you to move around the country and make those calls.
Well, I want to mention that I'm actually on your adapter system right now at this moment, and I was looking for a solution because I found that the telephone quality from my phone into the radio station was just not good enough. No matter what I did, no matter how many different phones I purchased, it really wasn't good enough. And with your adapter, I now have that VoIP ability on my telephone, and it's just, or on my DSL line specifically, and it's just great. I'm free, and I'm very excited, and you're on one as well, so we're actually VoIP to VoIP.
We are in the digital age. Check us
we
out.
We are. Does that make us very VIP? I'm on. Yeah. But I think we should mention here, it would be excellent to talk about the cell phone and how people who are cell phone dependent can use your service to lessen their bills as well.
That's a great point. We've been spending the last couple of years, once we got our VoiceStick product really, really stable, and that allowed us a great platform for moving into a lot of the other digital realms that are out there. And moving into our, the cell phone realm and being able to save people money on their cell phone bills. The My Global Talk application and the way that My Global Talk works is it allows you to start making primarily focused on international calls through your cell phone. There are ways that you can make your domestic calls and things through your cell phone, and I'll touch on that in a second. But it's really focused on making those international phone calls from your cell phone and all of a sudden bypassing these long international high international rates that you see when you're using your standard care. If you're using AT&T or Sprint or T-Mobile, as an example, if you were to be calling overseas and you're going to be calling, let's say you're calling Germany or the UK or, your husband in Iraq, you're making that kind of phone call from your regular cell phone, and you're going to be paying, 70 cents, $1, $1.50, even up to $3 for that phone call per minute. At $3 a minute, that's a lot of money for even just a quick 5-10 minute phone call to call and say, hey, we love you, we miss you, you're doing a great job. I remember my brother, he actually spent some time over in Turkey. So I have some firsthand experience with this, where trying to connect with him and trying, to be able to call him and talk to him, we only got those quick 5 minutes because it was all that we could afford, to be able to call over and say, hey, how you doing? You're still alive. That's great. We love you. Keep up the good work. And it's so tough because you really can't have that long conversation and feel like they're still a part of your life. And luckily with the mobile application and being able to use the My Global Talk, those, 70 cents or $1.50 or, $3 a minute calls go down to, 2 cents, 3 cents, maybe even 15 cents a call. All of a sudden going from $3 to 15 cents, you get a lot more talk time and you can really stay in touch with your loved ones and really connect with them. It's a huge benefit. And what I'm most impressed with the My Global Talk information is just the way that it really gets to save you and it really gets to connect people through the VoIP technology, which is a new branch for a lot of people. They don't really think of VoIP being on a mobile phone, and it's really interesting in the way that the technology works. For the My Global Talk application to work the best, we work with most like smartphones, like your Blackberries or your Windows mobile phones, or like the new Android phone that's out there. We will shortly be having an iPhone app that you can actually get off of the App Store to work with as well. And it actually it monitors the phone call. So when you start dialing 011, it automatically takes over the call and runs it through our network.
That's exciting.
And it is. And it just bypasses your standard carrier. So, you're paying your normal, local calling minutes, but you're no longer paying this international rate that goes with it. So you're really able to, stay cost effective and budget that in and say, yes, we get to, call my husband for Valentine's Day and wish him a happy Valentine's Day. Or you can do those things now, and it's in your budget, especially these, this economy that we're in. It really helps to narrow that down and let it be in your budget.
Well, I think that it's more actually than in your budget, because it so slashes the outgoing cash that you're spending, that you're really saving a heavy chunk of money over time. And that adds up. I mean, the average person can save, let's say, $300, $400, $500 a year, depending, of course, on the volume of their calls. And I'm not talking about business. I'm talking about the average phone user. Well, that's quite substantial.
That's better than
a gift from the government, you know.
That it is. We had, as a great example, we had a young lady that has been using our service for a couple of years now. And she started, I'm trying to think, she was spending $1,000 to like $1,500 a month trying to keep in touch with her boyfriend who was overseas. I believe they've gotten married within the last 2 years, which is great news. But she was able to cut that down to about $300 a month instead of $1,500 a month by switching over and using our network. And to her, that was just amazing. She was like, wow, all of a sudden I'm not strapped for cash and I don't feel like I'm, you know, having to you know, starve myself in order to be able to call and talk to him. And, you know,
you might have saved the relationship.
This is true. I didn't want to say
on.
That directly, but
well,
I'm sure there was
it,
something
you know,
there.
It stands to reason that if people can't communicate, they can't remain close. And even that just 1 minute call or 2 minutes, 3 minutes saying, hi, I love you, how are you, you know, we just want to hear your voice, it's enough. But that adds up at $1 a minute. So you've given them freedom to be close and to remain close.
It's very true. I strongly believe that, you know, something that we're doing here at I2 Telecom with our products is building relationships. And it really allows people to connect to each other and allows people to, you know, make those calls, whether they're home, you know, phone users or they're business users. They're calling somebody and they're helping to build that relationship. As a you know, great story that I can testify to is my brother. I have two brothers. I'm the youngest of three, and I got spoiled. I have to admit that here, but growing up, my brother was very interested in the Hispanic culture, and he actually spent 2 years in Honduras talking with people and doing, you know, community service and things in Honduras, and then he moved to Mexico where he spent another, I think, 3 years, and he actually met his wife in Honduras, and then they moved back up here to the U.S., and one of the things that he complained to me about before I came here was how expensive it is for his wife to keep in touch with all of her friends and family back in Mexico. And I said, well, here, try this. And I got him our service. And as an example, what my brother was doing, and I find this to be typical of a lot of people making international calls at this point, they go out and they will buy a calling card or some kind of prepaid system to make that international phone call, and they dial in, and they have to dial that 15-digit PIN number, and then the international number, and, you know, there's all these different fees and charges and things that are associated with that. And, you know, my brother explained all this to me because I didn't completely understand it at the time, and he says, yeah, it's just, it may say you get, you know, 300 minutes on the card, but you're really only getting maybe 150 by the time all the other fees and charges and everything else, you know, eat it away. And I'm like, well, that's a bummer. And I directed him. I said, well, here, you know, here's an account. Give it a try. You know, I gave him. I said, here's $10. Just give it a try and let me know how that compares to using, you know, these other methods. And he started making those phone calls. And he realized, wow, I get to talk a lot longer using your service than I did just using, you know, the calling cards. And he says, and it's pay as you go. He says, if my wife, you know, doesn't use it within 30 days, it doesn't matter. And then she, you know, he started to get into the kind of how versatile it was and being able to, you know, call from the cell phone. So that's great when she's out and about and she sees something and she thinks that her mom might like it for, you know, birthday or Christmas or et cetera, she can call and she can make that call and talk to her and says, hey, I found something. Are you interested? And make that call and not feel restricted. And then when she's at home, she can pick up the home phone and make that call. And it's just been a, you know, one of those kind of burden-easing type scenarios for him where he's no longer feeling that he's stuck to something and he doesn't have any control, where all of a sudden he's freed and he gets to save money and have a lot of options for calling home and keeping in touch with not only his friends but you know, his wife's family and friends as well.
And I want to mention that those who know me are aware of how much I care about animals and pets, and particularly urgent and emergency situations that demand more than the normal response. So one of the things that I have done recently is establish a site called SOSPAWS.com, P-A-W-S.com, for emergency planning. And I'm very proud to say that I2 Telecom and its voice stick product, Banner product, will be gifting 500 free minutes to everyone who signs up for that emergency plan for their pet, along with a voice stick. And we're going to talk a little bit about the voice stick, I know now, but that's really important, because if you're in an emergency situation, those free minutes and that voice stick, whether you're using it through the computer or you're taking the voice stick with you in your purse and plugging it into someone else's computer or using the adapter on a telephone, well, that can really be give you a level of confidence in an emergency situation that you might not otherwise have.
A great point. Thank you for bringing that up, because the voice stick definitely is a great technology that allows you that mobility. The voice stick originally started, and I'll give you a little history on it, as that mobile VoIP solution, something that you can carry with you. It's actually a little USB stick, like those thumb drives that everybody's carrying around now, very similar. And you can plug it in, and it has loaded on it the soft phone that will work with our system. And so you plug it in, and you're able to start making those phone calls from any computer, no matter where you are, as long as you have a high-speed internet connection. And it's preloaded, so you're not having to download anything or install anything on people's, you know, computers that you're borrowing at the time. You just plug it in, and it's ready to go. A great use of this is a lot, once again, our military guys, a lot of our guys overseas, love the voice stick, because they can just drop into an internet cafe, they plug it in, and they're able to make that phone call. And, you know, the internet cafes and libraries and other things like that have very strict regulations on installing things on their computers. So this allows you to just plug it in and be connected, which is a great option. Now, in an emergency situation, and we're definitely proud and happy to offer those free minutes and promote this and get it into the people's hands, especially in that kind of situation where they need to make that emergency call and they have no other means to do it. By keeping the little USB stick on you, you can just go to anybody's computer and just plug it in, and then you're able to pull up the soft phone, which is the computer phone, and make that telephone call. What's also great about this is, and I know Joyce and I have been working on this, is trying to put together the emergency contact list. So all of a sudden you may not have, as an example, your cell phone, you know, runs out of battery and you need to keep making those calls, but you can't find anything, but you find a computer with that internet access still. So you plug in the voice stick and you're able to not only pull up the phone, but all of your emergency contacts and information right there at your fingertips, so you can still keep in touch and make those phone calls that you need.
Right. And what we've said is that we'll keep all of those emergency numbers and names and instructions in a database, a secure database, and that if you have only 1 minute left of airtime, if you can just get to a computer for 1 minute, 1 minute on your cell phone and 1 minute on a computer, you can use the VoiceStick application to call us on our emergency number, and we'll make those calls for you. And that's a partnership with I2 Telecom and VoiceStick that I think is really unique for animal and pet lovers. And we all know how important those pets are to our hearts. And having them left in a home by themselves because you can't get back, your cell phone is gone dead, who knows what can happen. But there's somebody behind you, and that's me, and SOSPAWS.com, and I2 Telecom. So I think it's a great opportunity for people to use that service and to
It's definitely
familiarize
a great thing to be able to use that and be able to have those options to support your pets and keep you there in an emergency you know, situation. You know, a couple other things just about digital phone service, because I know a lot of people will have questions about how it works and how everything goes together. But really using the internet to make those kinds of phone calls and to stay connected with people is a great service, and it's a great feature for people. It gives you a lot of freedoms and a lot of flexibility, as we talked about. But a lot of times people will get confused and have questions about how to, you know, stay connected with your you know, with your home phone and how all those things can work. And one of the things that you should be looking for when you contact and you're looking into a VoIP solution is really talking and working with people that are willing to help you no matter what you're trying to configure and what you're trying to do. Really is flexible in a way that you can help to, you know, hook up to your home phone system and make those calls. As a great example of how VoIP can work is connecting up with your home phone and powering all of the phones in your house. I'm sure people have been in different stores and have looked at, you know, some of the displays. You know, you've walked through Walmart or your Target, you know, and you've seen those displays for, you know, the Vonage or for the Skype or for some of these other products that are out there. And a lot of times it looks like they're just one handset, and that's all that you can connect up to. A lot of times you can actually configure different VoIP devices not only to work with just your home phone and one single phone in your house, but the ATA adapters can actually power all of the phones in your house. You can either hook them up to a cordless base, which then has the remote phones that go off of it, or you can actually hook it up into your sockets right into your home phone and power every jack in your house with that. You know, we get questions from people about using, you know, their Dish network and their DSL and different things over the VoIP system. And we're able to actually, you know, connect if you need to you know, send that fax or have your Dish network be able to be on a telephone line like some of them require. You can use your VoIP lines or your digital phone lines to do that. So it really makes it that flexible. One of the great things that we've also noticed, and this was something that my mom, and I love to bring family into this because every time I try something new, I don't just like to take the word of, you know, of the people that I'm working with. I always like to put it into working with, you know, with my family and get other people to look at it and to test it and to get outside points of view on what I'm doing. Because I'd hate to be, you know, working and representing somebody that isn't really living up to what they do. And in my mom's case, it was great because I sent her out an adapter and I said, here, try this, plug it in, let me know what you think of this. Is it great? Is it working? What do you think of this? And so she plugged it in, and one of the features she enjoyed more than anything was the ability to not only have a phone call going on the home phone where she picks up that home phone and can place a call, but also to place a call over her computer. Because what she knows is she has a family that's living with her that likes to be on the phone a lot. She has a garage that she rents out, and there's just one line on there, which now I believe there's two lines, thanks to the VoIStick. She has her own line back again. But she noticed that when somebody was on the line, she could still go to her computer and, you know, call her fiancé up in Idaho and be able to talk and communicate. And so she really liked that ability and that flexibility of having multiple lines and being able to talk to multiple people at the same time. So you're not just restricted to only one conversation per device.
And I want to point out that I have an AT&T phone, a good old sturdy AT&T phone. So I've plugged your adapter into that phone and my DSL line. But in addition, I have a wireless headset. So I'm free as a bird. I might as well be on a cell phone because I can walk any place I want in the house or go, I mean, probably not outside, but I can walk around a fairly wide distance. And so when we say that you can use VoiceStick through your computer, you actually don't have to be tethered to your computer. All you need is a wireless headset like me.
Yep, exactly. You can do it that way, or I mean, there's so many different ways that you can use a digital service and really stay connected with people. And you know, some of the features that I don't know that we really promote, we really enjoy, is some of our customers like to travel. You know, we have our business guys that are traveling around overseas and doing different things. And it gives them that ability to not only take that home phone number and use it when they're at home, but they can use the call forwarding features and use it no matter where they are, either in the country or in the world. That number can follow them. And especially with the, you know, the ATA devices, our wonderful little ATA, our Grandstream device, is a cool little product, because we get these business guys and a lot of people that travel around. And when they travel, they take that, and when they're staying in their hotel, most hotels now, when you check in, have the internet option. And you go to your room, and they have a little internet cable that's, you know, hanging out of the wall. And when you plug that into your ATA device, all of a sudden, that phone that's in your room becomes your home phone. You pick it up, you make a call, and you're calling through your home phone. So if your neighbor down the street needs to call and let you know that, you know, your dog got loose, or, you know, any number of things, you can still stay in touch, and it still rings you right there at that phone at wherever you happen to be staying.
And how is it different from the voice stick? In the price, the features?
Yeah. Oh, from a, you mean the ATA compared to the voice stick?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The voice stick itself is just that USB stick that you're able to plug in and kind of carry with you. On the soft phone, you have the features of, you know, you can have your phone book and all of your different things, you know, saved into those features. But you really don't have the ability of that flexibility of being hooked to an actual telephone. The USB stick, you know, does require the use of the speakers and microphone of your computer to complete those calls and to make those calls. So you are a little bit more tethered to your computer by using, you know, the actual voice stick itself or soft phone. By using an ATA device, you really get that flexibility and that ability to kind of stand back and connect a regular home phone into that device or your fax machine, whatever you may need, and then be able to complete those calls and have them follow you wherever you want. Some of the general features when it comes to main VoIP stuff is of course you're going to have your call forwarding, which means you can actually, if somebody calls that line and you're not there, you want it forwarded off to a cell phone or, you know, any other phone, you can always do that. You know, and then you also have your voicemail and your throughway calling and your call waiting and caller ID and all these different things that are out there that really give you the security of it being just like your regular phone. One thing I want to take a second and mention here is when it comes to security, a lot of people say, well, wait a minute, with VoIP I've heard that you can't call 911. And that's always been a big question and a big worry, and there's a solution for this. There's a system that's called E911. It's actually produced by the same people that do 911. So it's all government. It's all the same regulation. But what E911 is when you create your account, you tell it where your home is. You give it your home address. And so then if you pick up your phone and you dial 911, it's going to dispatch to the correct facility, the 911 dispatch that's closest to you, and they will know exactly where your home address is, so you're ready to go. You don't really have to, you know, to worry about that when you make that call, you're going to be, you know, out of luck. It really gives you that flexibility to stay on top of things and stay secure.
One of the things that I want to point out, and that's only based on my own experience, but it's been an excellent one, and that is that when we talk about these technologies, and we're talking here about the voice stick and the adapter and the third option, you know, people, they kind of close down. They say, oh, my Lord, how will I understand what to do? Well, the wonderful thing was that I was even able to call your offices on a Sunday and find a live person to talk to who was very patient and kind and understanding. And that type of service is so special and unique and comforting, so that when it comes to setting up these options, you don't have to be, you don't have to feel that you're alone. And that's, I think, really important for a lot of people.
No, that's a perfect point. And it's one of the things that I pride my guys on. I'm very thankful that they understand that part of our business philosophy, which is, it's not how many people can you get off the phone. It's, are you answering their questions and are you taking care of that customer? All of my guys know that if you call in to that desk and they answer the phone and it takes them an hour and a half to answer your question, they're going to sit there on the phone and work with you for an hour and a half. Because the most important thing to us is that we get your system set up, we get it working, and we get all of your questions answered. It's very important to us to have that customer service where you call in and it just says, you're being connected. And then you get that other person on the line that says, how can I help you? What can I do for you? And if you have questions or you have concerns or you're just trying to figure this out and say, okay, can you tell me a little bit more about what it is that you're doing? Can you tell me about how this would work? Or you can explain your situation and you can explain what it is that you're thinking about using it for, that you're trying to use it for your home phone or, you know, whatever that is that you're trying to use it for. And we'll be able to walk you through the different choices and say, well, you know what, this is what sounds best for your situation. And it doesn't matter to us. You know, with our plans and being, you know, as a great example, the next to nothing plan, being able just to try it out, see if it works, and if you like it, you know, you keep using it. If not, then we turn it off and we refund whatever money is still in the account. It's not something where we're trying to, you know, build up all this stuff and just get a lot of money right away. It's something where we understand the value of a customer, and that if we provide the service and we provide the technology and we provide the things that you need to save you money and to make you be able to connect and communicate with people effectively, then we're going to earn your business. And that's exactly what we're trying to do, is we're just trying to earn your business and keep you happy. And it's really a strong suit, and you can see I'm a little passionate about it. I like making people happy. That's just me. But
look, you know, we're all so tired of being treated poorly. We're, you know, I'm sure that I speak for many Americans who really don't like to call customer service and find themselves in India or Manila. And here I was calling on a Sunday, speaking to extremely intelligent people, and not only on a Sunday, then a Monday, then a Tuesday, to get it all set up and to understand how everything worked. I was treated beautifully, and they took as much time with me at the beginning with the understanding that I was only putting, you know, $10 down initially, as they might have with somebody who was putting $1,000 down. Everyone is equal in the eyes of your employees, and that's important to me. That's what I consider really the strongest calling card of all.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's something that we definitely try to promote, and you know, anytime I hear my guys that you know, I can hear them getting frustrated, or it just seems like they can't find that answer that they need. I always remind them, and I say, hey, relax, you know, and I'll step in and tell them to take a breath and say, you know what, it's not about, you know, it's not about how quick can we get off the phone, or, you know, I need to move to the next person. It's, is that person being taken care of? What is their experience? Are they, you know, understanding how our system works and how it can benefit them? And something just as a little side note here, because I know you mentioned that you called not only Sunday but Monday and Tuesday, and I don't want to give the wrong impression that you're going to have to call in all the time in order to use our service. Your setup was a little unique, trying to integrate it with your radio system here to make sure that
that's
it was
right.
Working properly.
That's why I was calling repeatedly, to try to do something special. That's exactly right.
But you know, once again, it goes to you know, our ability and our favorite thing, which is trying those new things. And all of the guys that I have working in there are definitely technical savvy, and they're guys that know what they're talking about. And when you come to them with a unique situation and you say, okay, here's what I got going, and there's always that but that comes into that, but here's what else I need to do with it, or, and you have those, you know, extravagant situations. And that's the kind of stuff that we definitely enjoy. You know, no matter what your situation is, no matter what you need to accomplish, we'll help you. And, I mean, we're here to help and answer those questions and make sure that you are taken care of. And realistically, and then, you know, sadly, I've had to do this a couple of times. But if it was some situation that, you know what, we're just not going to be the best fit for you. We're just not going to be the one that's going to answer that. We'll give you our suggestion of who may be someone that you can contact to get in touch with, because we understand you have a problem that you're trying to solve. You have a situation that needs attention. And if it's not something that we can do, we'll do our best to send you to the right person to get that taken care of.
Well, specifically, let's underscore that I'm the host of a radio show, and I want my show to be an excellent show, and I didn't feel that the telephone was giving me what I needed, and that's the solution I was looking for. In my case, it wasn't initially to save money as much as it was to have a better show and to contribute more information to the public, and that's where your staff really stepped up to the bar and to the plate and spent as much time as I needed to help me put everything in place. So I was very grateful.
No, we're glad to help, and I know that a lot of people out there are going to have those questions, and especially, you know, with a show like this where we're trying to get, you know, so much content into just an hour. I know there's a lot of things that really go into the VoIP and digital telephone things, and people's heads are probably spinning right now trying to remember everything. But that's definitely something that I pride ourselves on, and I say that I'm very proud of my team and what they do, and the willingness that we have to answer those questions and spend that time. It's very important for us to do those things and to make sure that any question you have is answered.
And, of course, they can go to voicestick.com, and they can go to rightsradio.com, and there'll be more about you, and they can go to sospause.com. So there's no excuse for not learning more about VoiceStick and i2 Telecom, because there's a lot of places to go to find out.
Definitely. I mean, if anybody has questions about anything that we've talked about tonight, Joyce, are you okay with me giving out my email address if anybody
has questions?
Absolutely.
Please do.
Okay. Well, my email address, you can reach me, is vpsales@i2telecom.com. That's one of the best ones to reach me at, vpsales@i2telecom.com. If you email me with questions, I'll respond to you, and I'll answer those for you. You can also call any of my guys, and, you know, I kind of want you to do this, because it's always good for me just to get them talking more and keep them on the phones as much as I can. Gives me a good training exercise here, is if you have any questions, the smallest question you can think of, call my guys, and the number you can reach them is 770-872-4990. Any question you have, no matter big or small, give them a call and let them know that you heard it on the radio show, and you say, hey, we want to learn a little bit more about this. And they'll be there. They'll be there to answer and answer those questions and talk to you and take care of you. So feel free to call them as much as you want.
What's coming next? What are some of your future plans?
Ooh, the tough questions.
Well, we only have 5 minutes left, so not even five, about three. So why not ask you a tough question?
All right. Well, I'll see if I can cram things into little packages here. We actually have a lot of new technology that's moving forward. MyGlobalTalk, of course, has been our first push in the mobile direction that we're doing. Not only with the mobile of being able to call, you know, from the U.S. to people internationally, we're actually trying to expand that into people who are traveling abroad. You know, if you have a son or a daughter or somebody who's going to be traveling overseas, how is it going to be, an inexpensive way for them to make that phone call back to you while you're here in the United States? We're also just looking into a lot of mobile applications, you know, anything from mobile banking and all-in-one applications and different things to really compact everything, keep everything in one central location and keep your life easy while you're on the go. So we're looking into a lot of different things in the mobile realm, as well as in the business realm. A lot of the things that we've, you know, been focusing on right now has been kind of the small business and the homeowner, but we're kind of expanding that into a lot of the, you know, a little bit bigger businesses, people that need a phone system to go into their small office, you know, their doctor's office or, you know, lawyer's office or you know, a smaller business, not quite large corporations. Although if anybody has any questions, I'll be happy to answer those. But definitely, you know, keeping things a little bit smaller for right now just to make sure that we don't grow too far too fast. We want to keep our feet on the ground. We want to make sure that we can take care of the people that we do have. And that's one of our most important things, being able to take care of those people that we do have and not get too out of control too quickly. But a lot of fun technology coming down the road in the way of helping people, you know, stay in touch and keep building those relationships.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Well, I want to thank you, Steve, for a glorious show and enlightening us about ways to save money on our phone bills, both landlines and cell phones. It's been a delightful discussion. Thank you so much.
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that you had me on and I had this opportunity.
Great. Well, this is Dr. Joyce Starr with the Rights Radio Power Hour, and I hope you'll join us. We'll be back in 2 weeks at 5 o'clock. That's 5 o'clock EST, and of course 2 p.m. Pacific time. Dr. Joyce Starr from Rights Radio, looking forward to having you join us next time. Bye-bye.